Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. It was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by John Pierce.
Some of the most elegant landscapes are developed by making use of native plants in a naturalistic environment. Spend some time this spring examining the wild vegetation on your property. You may find several candidates for transplanting closer to your house. Make note of the bloom periods and also the amount of light a plant is getting, then move it to a similar environment. If you're establishing a new home site, direct heavy equipment away from trees whenever possible, and temporarily move smaller plants out of harm's way. There is no better time to transplant than in the spring. To improve the health of the transplant, start a year in advance by circumnavigating the desired root ball area with a shovel or spade. This will create a newer, more compact root system. Fertilize and water well throughout the growing season. When you dig up the plant the next spring, it will transplant with greater success. One way to expand the naturalistic feel of your property is to add similar types of plants. For example, if you have laurels growing in the woods around your house, you might move a few to the yard. Add some rhododendron, and you expand both the texture and bloom period while staying with the theme. Similarly, you can mix established wildflowers with complementary nursery plants. Old stumps, fallen trees at the wood's edge, and brush piles established as wildlife havens can also be incorporated into your design. Each year will bring changes from the effects of nature, such as decomposition, but these changes can be exploited to your advantage. A rotting stump harbors insects which attract birds. A subtle planting of iris or more dramatic grouping of lilies around the stump adds color. Eventually, a stump will rot away completely, at which time you might want to install a new shrub or tree. Having a natural landscape does not necessarily mean less work for the gardener, but you'll know that you have achieved the desired effect when you're complimented on having a yard that appears to need no work.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.